41 Swedish municipalities being forced to take back ISIS members. By Chris Tomlinson on April 12, 2019. A list from the Center for Violent Extremism, CVE, has revealed that 41 out of 290 Swedish municipalities are expected to be forced to accommodate returning Islamic State members. The CVE invited representatives from the 41 areas to an event to teach them more about the returning terror group members in order to provide support to the municipalities that have or may be able to receive returning children and adults from areas previously controlled by the Islamic State, SVT reports. Anders Kretz, a senior advisor at CVE, said that their information about Islamic State members who were on their way home from the Middle East or who had already returned to Sweden had come from the Swedish Security Police, SEPO. Carl Mellon, a press officer at SEPO, confirmed that they were working with CVE on the matter, saying, "The information goes on to all those who are involved in one way or another for the best way to work with the issue. The purpose of this is to create the conditions for the police and municipalities to be able to handle individuals who are or have been in the conflict areas and possibly returning to Sweden," he added. "The areas are being forced to take the returnees because, under Swedish law, they have Swedish passports and cannot be turned away. The returnees have the right to settle where they like and even claim social benefits," Breitbart London understands. Around half of the 300 Swedes who went to Syria and Iraq to join the terror group have returned since 2012. Some left-wing politicians have suggested the returning fighters should be integrated back into Swedish society and even be given certain benefits to help them. While some municipalities are welcoming returning jihadists, the municipal board chairman of Staffanstorp has expressed a desire to refuse municipal services to returning fighters. In March, Christian Senesen of the Moderate Party said, "We think it's unreasonable. If you have joined this type of terror-stamped organization, you have also turned away from the democratic society and the welfare systems we have." Others have also expressed concerns over returning fighters, including anti-violent extremism activist Michael Helders in Malmo, who said that Islamic State members have allegedly been recruiting new members in underground mosques. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.